This ASAP video is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength and conditioning platform for coaches and their athletes. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. It's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's Pitt Panthers. I'm with the head strength and conditioning coach of these Pitt Panthers, Dave Andrews. Dave Andrews joins us for another podcast. We've seen him with some of our videos and a lot of picks and things. We've seen him at some different schools. Dave Andrews, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate you and Ted thinking enough of us to come by.
Well, I'll tell you what, we saw a lot, and the first thing that stands out is the discipline of your program and the way the guys just seem to, there's not a lot of goofing around. It's like strictly business kind of an attitude. How did you instill that into these guys?
I tell them all the time, you can't buy time. The kids relate to those type of things. Time is money. Those little slogans. But it's real simple. When we're here, we have a job to do, and trying to be as efficient as possible when we're in the building.
Coach, it's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday morning in July. There's probably about 9 or 10 days left until camp. What did we see today? What was your goal as far as what you wanted to accomplish in this training program that you did today? And what did we see? We saw a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you did see a lot of stuff. I guess you could call it stuff. But, when we started, number one, we got to keep the orthopedic concerns at the forefront. We'll do multiple things based on their levels. We've got veterans that have a little different fingerprint. We've got rookies, and then rookies with a little bit of different fingerprint. We use multiple ways to go ahead and neurally prime some of them. And then from there, going into a lot of posterior shoulder, upper back, trap, neck work, all this, all of which we're trying to take care of and manage within our session. And then the most important part of our day-to-day was probably our field work, where it's a player-led session out there. And I'm humble enough to say that right now we're trying to transition over to the field. So this is more of a secondary approach and trying to keep the orthopedic concerns at the forefront.
Well, I'll tell you what, this O-line that you've put together, these guys are massive. And not to mention the rest of the squad looks really, really fit. Can you tell us a little bit about, how your whole program works during the year and how it all culminates getting you to this point right now where they're looking this good?
Right. Well, I appreciate that, number one. But We were left with an incredible group of young men from the previous staff. So you have to give them a lot of credit in terms of the people they brought in, the raw material that we have. And really the number one thing is body composition, cargo and horsepower. With every single individual, we want to eliminate as much cargo as possible, gain horsepower. So hopefully what it does, a 200-pounder just grows up to 240-pounder. The 240-pounders grow up to 280 pounds and roughly look the same on the hoof, just a little bit different dimensions. We still are aiming for the same thing from a body composition standpoint and a capacity standpoint and being able to perform what they can with their sport.
Coach Andrews, you came here with Coach Pat Narduzzi. He came down from Michigan State University. He brought you in on this. What was it that led you being ready to take on this type of an assignment?
I've been very fortunate to have phenomenal people that I've worked for. College, Al Johnson was my strength and conditioning coach. Tim Swanger, Scott Greenewalt, University of Cincinnati. Paul Longo, I had the opportunity to work beside Dave Lawson there, University of Cincinnati. Aaron Hillman was a phenomenal mentor. And then worked again for Coach Longo. But the number one thing I wanted to do, and my wife, we had perspective. We wanted to make sure we exposed ourselves to as many ways as possible. So when we had the opportunity to marry that head coach, that we had seen different ways, different methods. So that was the most important thing, not to mention the phenomenal mentors I've had along the way.
And, of course, you played college football for a national championship squad under Jim Tressel. Kind of think about Jim Tressel. What comes to mind when you think about Coach?
The entire human development piece that we still use, one example being the winner's manual that Coach Tressel began at Ohio State. I know he did it at Youngstown State, but that was a shock, I think, to everyone in that program at the time. And you've seen that carry on, through Coach D'Antonio's program at Michigan State. You've seen that branch off. We were at Illinois with Tim Beckman. We're here at the University of Pittsburgh with Coach Narduzzi. So that piece right there, in and of itself, I think you can trace that back to Coach Tressel. Great character person, phenomenal role model, and I have a lot of respect for Coach Tress.
Coach, you seem really, really excited and flaring to go to get this role. And one thing that really jumped out, you know, you do all the stuff that you do, but really, I haven't seen anyone attack the TRX like you guys did today. I mean, you guys do a lot of movement. You don't fool around on it. It's not just a movement. You guys really employ that piece as the whole deal, and it looked like it was really paying off. Can you tell us a little bit about your philosophy on that?
Well, I mean, that's just another tool for us. We have to use what we have and what is available to us here and try to fit that into our plan. But again, the means and the methods, you know, number one goal is we got to keep the kids healthy regardless of what we choose to do.
Coach, one thing we don't see at a lot of places is the way you guys utilize that McGill sit-up. Can you tell us a little bit about your thought process and throwing that into your total program?
Yes. You know, when Coach Hillman there at the University of Illinois, huge with orthopedic concerns, orthopedic soundness, you know, trying to keep that lumbar spine in the proper position. You know, we will do some quote-unquote midsection work, but that was what you saw today. That was our filler for the entire day. So if we had something we were trying to rotate to, something wasn't available, that was our number one orthopedic portion there for the lumbar spine, still trying to get some volume in there for the midsection today. So, you know, a lot of Stuart McGill stuff is phenomenal, spine health. We just try to take, you know, parts and pieces there and integrate that.
And, Coach, you also notice you guys in some of the warm-up and pre-lift activities that you do, you see a lot of yoga-type movements that you guys are using to, I don't know, solidify the core. Or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, again, going back to the literature, going back to the research, mobilizing, stabilizing, activating, whatever that may be, whatever the goal may be in the preparatory phase. You know, we try to mix and match, try to keep the kids engaged. And, you know, another thing you'll see with us, and I know Ted was asking me about it, there's a lot of nonverbal communication where they have to visually watch what's going on, and I try to say less, especially during that portion.
One other thing before we head out here, Coach, tell us a little bit about, you know, you've seen – being in the field for quite some time now, you've seen a lot of changes in the nutrition. And here with the Pittsburgh Panthers, how does that, the new nutrition things that you can do, how's that all playing into the athlete?
Number one, I think across the board, Austin Atkins Strapp, Freddie Walker, Justin Hauser, my graduate assistant, they all, you know, they play a huge role in terms of the intimacy behind our kids, our program. So to gauge where each man's going, what each person needs, we've got a pretty good feel for that. We have a full-time dietitian that we will utilize. And the sports science is obviously changing the game as well, which Coach Walker will go ahead and head that up there. Do a phenomenal job of giving me ammunition when it's time to talk to the kid, when it's time to talk to their position coach. But the number one thing I think is your recovery. How fast can we recover? What kind of advantage we can have there, you know, I think will pay off. Everyone's training. Everyone plays football. Everyone practices the tactical, the technical, the physical portion. But what are you doing in terms of your recovery? So I think that that's a huge piece, and we utilize everything we possibly can.
Dave Andrews, head strength and conditioning coach, University of Pittsburgh, Pitt Panthers. Dave, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes out. I know you got a lot going on and prepping these Panthers for action. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks again.